I'm John DeSanto.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, boy. I saw a terrific sci-fi, Ghost in the Shell. Mm. You know, based on the manga anime.
Manga.
Right?
Yeah, manga.
That's the Italian.
Manga's, yeah, Italian for eat. It's a completely different genre.
Anyway, I ate it up.
It's
starring Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
This whole business of androids has evolved. You're now able to take human beings, and you're able to reconfigure them with parts to make them a kind of hybrid android.
Is not new.
Well, I mean,
this is not. What do you mean? They're like the.
Well, Ava, yeah, of course.
Okay, listen. There's a bunch of these, which leads me to my first question.
Yes.
Because I don't know that you've given this enough thought. What is the difference between an android and a cyborg?
I believe they're almost the same, but I think the cyborg has unusual parts. But who knows? What do I know about it?
I don't know. I'm asking you because you wanted to talk about this.
The closer you get to human characteristics, the more android you are. The andros root in that word is man.
Ah, okay. Okay. So I see. So the closer you get to humanity,
right,
the more android. Like
that's right. Are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I will buy that definition.
All right. And I can't tell you way back to Metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you'd call her Futura, you'd call her an android. Here, you can tell us we're going to get into something.
Yeah, that's good. Like, you know, I love that. That line is weird. C-3PO.
Exactly. Same.
Futura.
Yeah. In many cases, except for our show, they're interchangeable.
Okay. All right. So great androids.
Yes, right. And so
now that we have
the last two, my favorite have been Ava in Ex Machina, who was almost completely head, and then it seemed to be less of a female body than Scarlett Johansson's, who was clearly a female body.
It's a little pneumatic, actually. Right? Isn't that a good word? Pneumatic.
What's so interesting about these are the human traits. And that's what I think it all comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we had our last show when we were talking about Wolverine.
Yeah.
Most of the time we end up talking about how human these heroes.
Right. Do you think this pop cultural idea of these androids are getting us, we're sort of subconsciously preparing ourselves for life among artificial intelligence?
Oh,
is
yeah.
that what this is?
I think this
we
is a good
just
point.
Got to get used to the idea of it so we keep producing variations on these people.
I think that's
or people. I called them people already. I'm done. I'm already. Of course, I'm going to accept it.
Well, yeah, along those lines, one of my favorites is Data from Star Trek. Well, now I'm thinking that Data, one of my very favorite, is so human that at one point I think he's offered the chance to be human. That is getting close to. And your thesis that this is preparing us for an eventuality,
yeah,
where you're getting really close, scarily close.
So you'll remember Blade Runner.
Yes, of
right?
course.
And there's a version of that movie. You know, Blade Runner is Harrison Ford going around hunting down these androids.
Right.
Right. But there's one version at the end of which we discover that Harrison Ford's character is an android.
All right.
That movie was 1980, 81 or whatever, and it foresees this time when you might not even know you're an android. That's
yeah.
how infiltrated we are.
Well, our show is so democratic. We also have to pay attention to the ones that are made specially for kids. For all the kids who are listening to our show.
Yeah.
Iron Giant and
yeah, right.
Or for that one listener.
The one listener with kids.
The Iron Giant and Wall-E. Now,
no,
Wall-E's a good one.
Iron Giant is a robot.
You think? And would you say the same about that Gort from The Day the Earth?
Yeah, it is also a robot. Now we got to talk about AI, right? Where the kid is struggling to. He is an android. He believes he's real.
That's a good one. Really crossing the line into humanity. Well, I don't know.
You know, we're going to talk about this on the next Not So Late show, April 27th.
Are you really?
Yeah. At Backstage Bistro, Dan Michalko, WCBE's own Dan Michalko, is going to talk about artificial intelligence and put the audience, I hope you'll be there,
yeah,
through a Turing test. If you ask a robot questions by just hearing the answers, you can't determine if it's human or not.
Right, right.
Then it's human.
Oh, okay.
If it tricks you.
All right.
So we're going to do that with the audience. The Not So Late Show, which is Columbus's premier live talk show event,
yeah,
hosted by myself,
yep,
and Summer Starrood,
yeah,
and with Mojo Flow as our house band. At last Thursday or Saturday of every month, you got to check the calendar.
Okay.
Backstage Bistro, 503 South Front Street.
Right.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSanto and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.